Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Dawn, she's sharing your kind of positivity with the world show. She says, show I love Febs. Feb.
Oh, Febs. Oh, that's all a good one. I like Febs. That could take off.
Fab Febs. All the daffodils start to appear. Spring has defo sprung.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Sabrina. Thank you. I have a neighbour and he's amazing at his garden. Like, his garden is always in bloom and he already has his daffodils planted. So it's a real sign that, like, it's a bit, well, I'd say it's another week or two off, but you know that they're daffodils. Like, I'd say he's about 150 bulbs.
I've seen, yeah.
It's incredible. Like, I just do admire people that do go to such lengths. And my mother, shout out to my mother, amazing garden. Her shrubbery, everything is just stunning.
Okay, thanks for sharing all that.
Her bush, yeah. Have you, you've seen Mum and Dad's garden?
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
It is
huge, like,
and it takes an awful lot of work. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'd love to be into that. I'd love to have green fingers.
You don't even have much grass, even though.
No, I've no grass.
No grass. No recipe. So, and you, can you keep a plant alive?
One or two in the front. No.
Okay, we'll move on. It's time to beat the intro. It's Tuesday morning and let's get to it. I can't remember who wants to go first.
I think I went first last week.
Okay, so I think it's Killian's
turn. Oh, I can't remember, Killian.
Let's go. Well, we're playing twice this week. You'll both get a go going first, so don't worry.
You go, darling.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so please pick your topic.
Oh, I don't know which one, left or right, Joe. Left or right?
Right.
You tell me.
Right.
I don't know which is right in your mind. Okay.
What have we got? Tens love songs.
Tens
from the,
love songs.
From the 2010s.
Tens love songs. Okay.
I love love songs.
Well, it is the week of love, Valentine's Day. So let's get to it. Five songs. There's 10 points up for grabs. A song, a point for the title and a point for the artist. Lead artist, I should say.
I need to get these because this is my era. This is my era. 2010 is like, I started secondary school. I was first year in 2010.
And were you quite romantic? Like, were you into like...
Soppy songs. Yeah. Would you have gone home and just...
My first girlfriend that lasted a week.
Oh, bless you.
Airplanes, B.O.B.
Oh, yeah.
Hayley Williams was our song.
And did you have it on repeat then when you broke up? All right, go.
Okay, play along and we'll see how he gets on. It's songs from the Tens, love songs, number one.
Oh, is that from the Tens?
It was 2019, top 10 hit.
Oh, the latter. You okay? You're looking at me.
Do you know what it is?
Well, I know who it is.
Okay, all right.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know.
Can you play that again?
One more time, okay.
It sounds like perfect, but it's not perfect. This part is the perfect.
It's not perfect.
Okay. You don't know what
clue.
It is.
Is it Little Mix?
No,
it is not Little Mix.
It's
no.
Hang
I don't
on
know.
A second. I just want. You can leave the Christmas. It's Taylor Swift. You can leave the Christmas up till January. This is awesome. This is awesome.
You're good, but it takes you about 5 minutes to get there because you got to work the way to the song. You're getting no points anyway.
Is it Taylor Swift?
It is. It's.
Lover.
I boycott Taylor Swift.
You do a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Shell would have got that.
Anyway, actually loved that. I think that's one of the best Taylor Swift. And when we went to see her.
Yeah, we sang it at that. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Song number two, and it's a number one song from 2017. Come on, Killian, what's happening to you this morning?
Babe, are you
Where's your brain gone?
Clue. Play that again. Sounds very Justin Bieber. What do you mean? But it's not.
Probably same producers or something, maybe.
The backseat of your Rover.
We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
Who is this? And what's it called?
I was doing just fine before back. I met you.
Clean ballot or someone? No, it's. Oh, Jesus Christ.
God.
Number one.
Shambles. I mean, shafted here.
You're not being shafted.
You ain't never getting older. It's one of those groups. Oh.
Yes.
I know it's on the tip of my tongue. Don't tell me. Don't tell. Chainsmokers.
Yes.
And older. Closer.
Closer.
Is it Halsey?
Guess that, yeah.
Look at me.
You.
Given the guest art.
So, yeah, 2 points there just at the end.
Well done, babe.
Oh. Okay, this is our really, really short one, okay? Really short one.
And this one I'll get probably.
I think you will get it. I think it's very, very much up your street. Here you go, listen up.
Oh, baby, Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
you're
right. What a banger.
I grew out my hair like Justin Bieber back in the day.
A banger, but surprisingly, I've put it up for Cheese and Roaches twice in the last couple of years, and it's lost. Okay. Like, it's not as...
You can't trust the public to vote for anything, so, you know what I mean? Mm. Right, on to song number four. Again, I think you'll get this one.
Oh, it's your man. Oh,
I know this, I know but this. I don't know what it is.
It's strawberries laid. Oh, it's Harry Styles and adore you.
Look, I think that's my favourite Harry Styles song.
Very good. He was very good at slaying. He sang down the octave. Checked his own vocals.
Okay, favorite. We're on to song number.
Yeah. Actually, that's the main thing she got.
Most people go with As It Was. I think that's. I just love that song. I love watching him perform it and he dances.
Watermelon Sugar. Hi.
Oh, God, no, we all got bored of that, didn't we? Right, final song. Bit tougher. Will we get it? Let's see.
Christ,
I'll give you both just a little clue along the way. I would say weddings.
Oh, it's the one Codeline.
You're dead right.
Because we did that for a wedding.
You really kind of stand Codeline. Because like that's the second time you've gotten a Codeline. Like, that's impressive.
I just need the melody in my head. And
a worrying start, but you nailed it the end. Yeah. 8 out of 10.
What was the first song again? I can't
it was Taylor Swift Lover.
Oh, yeah.
You're mine.
I don't care about her.
So 8 points what you're aiming to beat, show. And you go next.
I ain't beating that. It's
actually worked out very well for both of you in terms of eras this morning.
It's naughty's
70s love songs. I'm joking.
She got the naughties, you got the tens.
It's not easy being 52.
No. Thanks, man. Right, let's do this. Song number one.
And I know that one.
I know it, but I don't know it.
I'll give you one more time.
I don't know.
I'll give you a little clip.
Is it Taylor Swift?
No. Very similar though.
I thought it was a love story.
No.
And this was quite a shock at the time, right? They came and played in Wexford a couple.
Oh,
years
it's
ago.
If I could, then I would. I go where the calling.
Uh huh.
Wherever you will go. I'll go wherever. I didn't know they played in Wexford.
A couple of years ago.
The Creme.
Yeah, and this was like massive worldwide hit.
The Creme Live.
Yeah.
This was in Dawson's Creek.
I'd say it was in rom-coms as well. Big hit from 2002. Right, on to song number two, Naughty's Love Songs. There's actually it's kind of some vocals in this one. One of the smoothest songs of all time. Love
it. Is it like Usher?
No.
No, come on now, Joe. No more clues, because the vocal in that is enough of a clue.
One more time.
Come on.
Is it Chris Brown?
No.
You're in the right year zone, but it was kind of a bit of one-hit wonder in this side of the world.
Oh, come on,
Joe. You know what it's called.
Again, people screaming at the radio right now.
Good. Let them scream.
Let them.
Sorry.
We'll just sit here and
I don't know.
Can I guess? You're going to be so upset with yourself. Mario, Let Me Love You.
You should let me love you.
Talk about John Gibbons' chorus a couple years ago.
I really like it, but I'm not annoyed.
That should be on your playlist. That's right up your street. Slushy nonsense.
You can't tell me what's up my street.
Okay, we move on to song number three.
Slushy.
Slushy.
Okay, like good. That was another word. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
What did you think?
I can't
tease,
say that.
With tease,
yeah,
was
with
it?
Yeah,
with tease,
yeah.
I'm not into... No.
That'd be a good one to put on now, you know, 11:25 on a Saturday morning.
Will you please stop bringing private information onto the main show?
Here's song number three, and we are going back to...
All right.
Okay, actually, this... 2008 and 2010.
Oh...
Adele.
It is.
To Make You Feel My Love.
I'll take that. Make You Feel My Love.
To Make You Feel My Love.
Just a second. It was released in 2008, but it was actually a bigger hit in the charts in 2010 because it was performed on X Factor twice by...
Don't tell me. I know this.
Why are you getting so excited? This is not even a question.
I know. It's interesting.
Is it a bonus
trivia.
Point?
No.
Is it... was it Rebecca Ferguson? Nope.
No.
No. Was it Daniel?
Nope.
Nope. Was it
a kind of iconic Harry Hill figure?
Harry Hill figure. Was it Steve Brookstein?
No, it was Gamu. Do you remember Gamu?
No.
Okay, you're right. We'll move on to song number four then. Here we go.
Oh, tune.
This makes me really emotional. Yeah. Lads, so I have to do my homework before Bridget Jones, the new movie, comes out, because I haven't seen the baby one, and this was in the original movie and it's out of reach, Gabrielle.
That is correct, and all three Bridget Jones movies are available to stream with a Now Cinema membership.
Thank you, darling, because I was wondering where I was going to get them.
Saw so the collection there.
I will do that with my Now Entertainment membership.
Okay,
membership.
Here's the chorus, okay, everybody. Go do it together.
That is comedy gold.
It's a great song. But you're still in the running here, hon.
Am I?
Yeah. You've got six with one left to go, and I think the last one is probably the easiest. I say that now, and she's going to let me down as usual.
Please, can we just cancel everything and play Gabrielle? There's not enough Gabrielle out of reach on the
radio. Okay, get your last song right first.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Ah, Jesus.
Hang on a second. Just give me a second.
I knew she was going to let me down.
It's very deep. Let me go again.
Oh, God.
Okay, it's Beyonce. Beyonce. Am I right?
It is, yeah.
Hang on a second. Nobody speak. Don't shout. If you're shouting at the radio, fair enough, all right? It's Beyonce. Oh, I have it. It's deep inside me somewhere.
Oh.
Remember those? I can be your halo.
So well done. 7:24. We play again Thursday morning to see who'll take the title this week, seems as we're drawing right now. Yes. In the meantime, I listen to you, and I think you're right.
To ease us into this morning. Now we can officially say it's Fab Feb.
It
Gabrielle
is.
On the radio.
Gabrielle, out of reach, everybody.
Well done, Kel. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
We are this morning a little support club for each other, helping us out with our tiny ailments and tiny worries in some cases this morning. This is not a tiny ailment to start with. Tony was on to us. This is a bit gruesome.
Oh, Tony.
He says, lads, I feel your pain. I hopped my hand off the doorknob last night. I bent the nail back, separating some of it from the pad. Blood and pain followed, throbbing like a mofo. Feeling sorry for myself today, he says. Tony, that is genuinely very sore.
Tony, I didn't see that coming. Jeez, that took a twist. Tony, my thoughts are with you this morning, Tony. How is the nail this morning, is it?
Don't send a picture.
Have you,
Tony,
strapped it up?
Please don't send a picture.
You probably plastered it, I'd say.
Right, we keep going.
God, Tony, okay. Mark was on to us. The lid of my coffee just came off whilst driving. Oh, the pain.
Mark.
Everybody, somebody give something to Mark here. You do, Mark.
You do, Mark, is a weird one to follow. Mark, it's going to be a tough day as you deal with the trauma on the back of this, but you will make it. You will get there.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is a whole new day, a new sunrise with no spilt coffee.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Mark, I hope that's made things a little bit better this morning.
Tricia was on. I was devastated this morning when I arrived into the office to realise that I hadn't emptied my Yeti yesterday and rinsed it. I had to start my day by having to wash my cup before I could have my morning tea. Typical Tuesday behaviour.
Oh God. That is Tricia. Like, you don't expect that. You come in for a Tuesday and you expect everything to be right in your world. It's Fab Feb and you've been let down. Mm. And you're going to have to move through the day with ease and grace and vitality and composure. All right, Rebecca was on to us. Mm. Poor Pippa. Her little daughter got a slap off the door this morning because she wrapped her foot around the blanket on the couch and she had 100 things in her hands. She couldn't save herself. She's okay now.
Okay, Pippa.
You take Pippa.
Pippa, be strong. You're obviously a strong young woman.
100 things.
You can carry 100 things and you will. You will carry 100 things again in the future.
You will, Pippa. You will. Might be tonight, might be tomorrow. Who knows? You decide.
Shelley was on. We mentioned this and I knew there was someone out there suffering this morning.
Yeah.
I got a paper cut open in the cereal box.
Oh, yeah. We were waiting for this one.
Paper cuts are actually very sore. Mm-hmm. What have you got for her?
I will say there's nothing as sore as a paper cut, and there is nothing that people, I suppose, play down as much of a paper cut. Like when you get a paper cut, you don't get the respect that you need, the love that you need, because it stings at every corner. Like you might be walking around and you're just smiling on your face, but you're...
People don't know the pain.
Agony, agony inside. And you touch off something and, oh, a reminder, that paper cut. You will get through it. You will move. I'd say tomorrow is going to be a better day.
Yeah. Can we do one more then, just before we go to Daisy?
They're flying
Josh,
in.
Josh, I was playing football and I tried to keep the ball in play, but I then ran into a wooden pole and the left side of my rib was dead. From Josh, age 12.
Jeez. Josh, all I can say is you are a hero in my eyes and you will play again.
Okay. Now, I thought the paper cut was probably the sorest, but actually I think Daisy is in the really sore territory this morning. Daisy, good morning to you. How are you? How are you?
Morning. I'm good.
Daisy, just take a second. Just take a second, Daisy, to pull yourself together in this moment and just explain to us what has happened, Daisy.
So last week I was putting my little girl to bed and I came out of the bedroom and was probably distracted listening to her. And I was walking downstairs. Now, in my defense, the top of the stairs is very messy.
Okay.
There was her toy box was at the top of the stairs and I was trying to get out the stairgate and stubbed my baby toe.
What was
right
the item?
Into the corner. My God. I let out a roar.
Mm.
So my partner Ryan came running out like, what's wrong? And I came downstairs. I was like, it's broken. I was bawling. There was tears. I was like, it's broken. It's definitely broken.
Mm.
And yeah, it was sore for about 3 days.
And is it bruised, Daisy?
It was bruised initially.
Yeah.
It's okay now. It's getting better.
Was it hard to squish your little foot into shoes for the couple of days afterwards?
Oh yeah, I was going around in Crocs and Uggs. And
can you imagine wearing a heel ever again, Daisy?
No.
Daisy, I know it seems like it's tough right now, but that toe will go into a shoe that you wanted to go in at some point in the future, and it will come back to life, as they say. All right, and thinking of you, Daisy, can't imagine what you've gone through.
And you also.
Thank you.
You're very kind. You are very kind. We're in it together.
I got really into that.
You did, yeah. You kind of went to another place there. Daisy, you mind yourself.
Have a day,
Travel
Daisy.
Mug on the
Bye.
Way to you. Have a good day.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103. Wake up. Do it.
You just kind of want things to go easy and work on a Monday, don't you? You don't want any unexpected things thrown at you, you could say.
No.
And it's been going pretty well this morning, but we have had some drama in studio just over an hour ago when Sho went to make some tea.
Just going about my business, just minding myself, just Monday morning, you know, hoping that there was... Don't please. It's like, oh, hey, I'm sure I'm the female Mrs. Bean, Mr. Bean, whatever you want to call me. So I'm just going upstairs, going about my business, little thoughts in my head, whatever would be going on in there.
No, that's clapping
Tumbleweed.
Monkey.
Stop! Tom
Don't
said that
tell
the
me
other, Tom,
Come
no,
on.
When we were at the
tell
wedding,
us the story.
Sorry, when we were at the wedding the other day, though, I was starting a lot of the claps, like when the singer was finished and I'd go to clap and Tom was like this, like as if I was a seal. Like, you know the way you used to always do that to me. So I was going upstairs and I don't know, just like my eye line just completely locked eyes with this. Like I thought it was a huntsman.
Yeah.
But
she came in, says, are there huntsman spiders in Ireland? I says no.
Like it's
says, are there tarantulas? I suggest, but not in the broadcast centre.
Absolutely massive. So I went and made my tea and then I got the lift back down and then I came down to Killing. I said to both of you, I said, one of you had to come up at me. Like you have to see this thing. So Killing comes up.
Yeah. But just a hint, the show rarely curses. And she said, there is a massive beeping spider. And I was like, oh God, it must be huge.
I don't think we needed to add that bit in, but there you go. So, anyway, so you didn't think it was big at all. I think it's massive. One of the biggest I've ever seen.
I've just investigated there in the last 10 minutes
Thank you.
With our facilities manager, Laura. and we both agreed that it was
extraction.
We both agreed it
pest
was
pest control.
It was an average looking spider.
Pest control.
I mean, it had a big body, but I've seen bigger. I've definitely seen bigger. And he's not causing any harm to anybody. He's just getting in out of the cold. It's the angle you took with that photo, and you've magnified it and all the rest.
I haven't magnified it. That's
can you see hairs on his legs?
That is worthy of. It looks like he's double legs. They're that big. I would definitely think that that is worthy of calling somebody. Now, our boss has said to me that guy has been in the building for a good few days, and I didn't realise. She said he's been in that area. I did not know. So I text Tom. I said, "You're not going to believe what I've seen this
husband.
Morning." Well, he this kind of mean because he doesn't like them.
Oh.
But he just wrote back straight away, "What are you going to do?" Because he is absolutely a grown man, big massive shoulders.
Huge
on him.
Guy.
Big guy. Anyway, he's
got sleeves.
He's got sleeves.
He's a big fella. And like, he is so terrified.
So what's it like when there's a spider in your house, how is it handled?
So if even I would call him and say there's a spider, it could be that size, could be that, like it could be any size of a spider, right? It could be big.
This is radio, by the way.
Okay.
That size.
Yeah, no one can
just remember
see
the radio.
Doing.
Sorry, guys. It could be small, medium, or large. Like it could be the size of a thumbnail, or it could be the size of a thumb. Right?
Yeah.
Like an actual thumb. Mm. Anyway, so you call him and you go, "Tom, there's a spider," and he'll go, "Where is it?" And I'll say, generally, like they kind of like the bathroom or the top of the stairs. Right? Never seen one in the kitchen. Anyway, so you'll call him and he'll come out from wherever he is and he will mentally prepare himself to go and take that spider out, right? Take it down. So he'll go into the room like this. And you can hear him like vocalising his fear and then using his voice to kind of get past the fact that he has to get rid of it. So it'll be like...
I think that's so silly.
No.
For a grown man. Like I just don't get the whole afraid.
Yeah,
insects or bugs.
Genuinely,
like I went to pick
either.
It up, like I was like, "Sure, will I pick it up?" And she's like, "No, don't go near it." I'm like, "What is that tiny little thing going to do to me?"
Yeah.
Like,
a fear is a fear though, Kim.
Yeah, no, I get the fear thing. Yeah, I have a spider catcher, so I always humanely remove them from my house and I don't have a difficulty with
what
that.
What in the name of God has somebody just texted us in?
Nick has just sent that in, said it was in her bathroom last night. He's a very angry head on him.
Very hairy legs.
Yeah, very big spider. I think there's two types of people in the world, and I think there are those like us that are, you know, cool with these little creatures and we'll get rid of them. We are the removers, the spider removers. We play a big role in society. And then there's ye, who now show you're going to avoid that stairs for the rest of the day. Is that fair to say?
I took the lift back down.
Yeah, you did. And you're the shrieker. You're the, "I need help right now. Get rid of it. Call Rent-A-Kill."
But I don't make the noises that Tom makes.
No. Well, then you don't remove him, do you?
No, I don't remove him.
So there. You know, he's doing the tough job here. So I want to know what you are this morning. Are you the spider saver? Or are you the, "Oh my God, I have to get some help in this emergency situation"? A colleague of mine just told me her 28-year-old son, like Tom, called her last week. Will you please get rid of that for me?
It's quite a simple one this morning that we're asking of you. It's literally just spider or no spider. 085 102 9103. Not complicated. Like, I think there's a real strong argument. Who do I send an email to get pest control in?
Facilities manager.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been quite a few shrieks in the studio this morning, particularly at our friend who sent us the tarantula. I don't know, is it a pet? But
as bad as the tarantula is,
Ken,
like most, yeah, of course it's a pet. Like you don't just have a tarantula. Turn it off. I cannot concentrate.
It's so hairy.
As bad as that is, though, I still think Nicola in Wexford with hers, I think they've named him just because he was just randomly in the
Dave.
Bathroom.
He's called Dave.
I mean? Yeah, like Dave, just like
but
illegally.
She says, "I'm not a bit afraid of spiders." She's cool.
You're not afraid of that fella?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fair
I'm just
play,
looking at
Nicky.
His pattern, Nick. I would be concerned. Is that a false widow, which are the ones that can be a little bit dangerous?
It's just
anyway.
That his body looks like a tortoise or a turtle, doesn't it? Tortoise.
Ita, how's the form?
Great.
Now, great. Okay.
Great.
Where are you on the spider? If there was a big hairy spider in front of you, what would your reaction be?
Gone. Good luck.
Gone.
Out the gap. Gone.
Out the gap.
Have you had any incidents? Like, have you had any run-ins like me this morning?
No, not this morning, but if I was sitting in the sitting room a couple of weeks ago and I could feel something crawling on me.
No.
And I was like, "What's that?" So I just got up and turned on the light on the back of my phone and it was crawling across my arm over the head. I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Like, I'm absolutely terrified. Honest to God, I'm terrified.
Yeah, I understand. What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I nearly wet myself. That's what I nearly done.
Obviously.
I nearly wet myself.
Yeah.
Lads, there's a comedian in my house. I'll actually get the guy, I'll actually tell the kids the next time there's a spider in this house, the mam reacts, video record me. Mm. Because I am, oh lads, no. Mm. I could be sitting on the toilet, like Cho says, at the top of the stairs or whatever, but I could be sitting in the toilet and I could see one next minute. I could leave off a roar. Someone's out. They know it's a spider. They know.
you'd go
and we
viral.
Had a tarantula years ago. Yeah. We had a tarantula years ago, a little spider in a cage. Not a bother, but no lads, I'm actually terrified.
I can hear it.
Good luck, gone.
And who looks after
it? Even a little
then?
Ant, lads. Even a little ant.
Oh, come on, Isa. Come on.
No, lads, I, honest to God, above me, it's true, all my children in school, I'm absolutely petrified.
Wow.
What's an ant going
they're
to do?
They're evil. I think ants are evil.
My whole body, even talking about them now, my whole body is heating up going, oh my God, imagine this. I know for a fact now after something's going to happen. Watch. I'm tearing the legs off myself and everything, lads. Oh, I'm petrified. Oh no.
Are you okay?
Sorry to bring up this trauma.
Is there somebody in your house that looks after it? Like who's assigned the job?
No, it's gone. It's gone. He got out years ago and we could never find him. He's gone.
This is
talking more generally about spiders, but now you've dropped another bomb that there's a tarantula loose in West Waterford somewhere.
We're talking about donkeys years ago now, lads. I'd say my Lauren must have been only about 15, 16 months. Lauren is 17 now. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, but who's the person, if, say, this morning you found a spider, who would take it out?
Yeah, who's in charge?
There's no one in my house now because I'll probably have to run over to Alva or tell Alva come over to me. There's no one in the house.
Isa, I just mean if a spider comes in and who do you call? Like who's, you know, like who's...
Alva!
Anyone that hears me shouting first.
Okay. So anyone
that's in the neighbourhood.
Anyone that hears me screaming. Lads, I just freeze. I don't even move. My face says it all. Get him out.
Okay. Isa, I think we'll leave it there. I think we've caused enough trauma in your life this morning.
Yeah, we've brought up an awful lot.
But I hope you stay safe today and you've no visitors, okay?
If anything happens to me, I'm getting on to ye.
Okay,
you're doing this to me this morning.
Do you know what? I'll call the facilities manager here and I'll get them to go out to your house, okay. All right, in Dungarvan.
Stay safe.
Actually, I'd actually like that. I'd like that. You can come along too, Joe, if you want.
Thanks
for the offer.
Killian and you too. But lads, you can all come along.
Okay, amazing.
You're a star. Have a good day.
Have a great day, Isa. You're a star. Let's hear from Shiv on this.
Hi guys, on the spider front, if I'm home on my own, I'm a bit of a Tom. I will gear myself up and try to get rid of it, but within reason, it has to be of a certain size that I can handle, and then if it's too big, then hell no, it's the shoe, he's getting walloped with the shoe. I remember years ago with my partner, and I rang him at 2 o'clock in the morning and made him come to my house to search for a spider because I had pulled back my duvet on my bed. The spider was in my bed. I lost the plot. I ripped the whole place apart, couldn't find it, made him come over at 2 o'clock in the morning to try find the feckin' thing.
Fair.
Because I was like, it's going to come back. It's going to lay its babies in my ears.
Oh.
You know, it's like, nope. So, in fairness to him, he came over in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's lovely.
Stayed up with me till I actually calmed down enough to be willing to go back to bed after changing all the sheets and everything. And then stayed with me the whole night because I was petrified about where this spider went after it being in my bed.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Dramatic pause at the end there.
We thought there was an extra bit.
Yeah, my only rule in the spiders, I'm cool with spiders, is if in immediate personal space, then they're at risk. Then you know, I don't like that, like in the bed. That's a no-no, okay? Stay away.
I think that's other level, but I also don't think I would sleep if I didn't know
where it was. Well, Sean was onto us as well. He says, someone needs to deal with it. I know someone that has a mortal fear of, pause for dramatic effect, snails. I don't really like snails, but... Jellicabookies, as they call them in Waterford.
I think they're a bit evil as well. I do. It's the shell and the stuff that comes out of them. You know, the goo. I don't trust that.
Get up. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with him every morning.
My goddaughter's birthday, and it was just full of the joys early on in the week. Little party, adults, kids, you know, we were having the crack on a Tuesday. I know, I'm wild, Niall. Wild. I'm absolutely wild. I'm wild. Anyway, we were, the adults were all chatting in the kitchen and the kids were playing or whatever. And obviously it was a mix of a party. She's having her main party on Saturday, right? Yeah. So the main party is where like the games happen, and I'll probably attend that as well because I love a party.
Do you love party games?
Love party games, like musical statues, musical chairs.
Musical chairs that can get vicious. I'm very competitive in musical chairs.
Really?
I will shoo you out of the way with my bum.
And you've the perfect bum for it.
I have
as
a
well.
Bony bum. So I can just shoo you out of the way.
So I was thinking about it when I woke up this morning. I was like, geez, I do miss like going to kids' parties as like go on, sorry.
I was just gonna say, I think like these games, you should be allowed to play them at adult parties too. Do you know what I mean? Like
that's what I mean.
There's a kind of expectation, societal expectation, that you have to stop playing these games
Why?
At a certain age.
It's like saying, like, can we normalize sleepovers for adults? Yeah. Do you know where you just get in your pajamas and you eat and watch movies?
And pillow fights.
Pillow fights.
Not
you every weekend.
We don't do that. Is that not me every weekend? Yeah. But what I thought when I woke up this morning was there's one game and it's a classic game and I just don't think it's played enough in the world, right? Mm. Now ours is a little bit of a variation. But I really want to bring back Pass the Parcel, right?
Rich, find this.
YouTube, I think.
Yeah. Pass the Parcel, okay. What do you love about Pass the Parcel?
Because, you know, it's the
Jeopardy.
You know, I love Jeopardy.
How does it work again? Is it like musical statues, yeah, as in you pass the parcel and the music stops and then you open it?
Yeah. But you might not get something.
Like you unwrap and there's still more wrapping inside. Yeah. So then you pass it on, the music plays again, then it stops. Then you unwrap and there's more wrapping inside and you keep going until you get to the end.
It's the last person gets the present, basically. So, like, you might walk away with nothing, but it's just the joy of it.
What kind of present do you get in a Pass the Parcel now if you're doing a kid's party?
I don't know. You might get sweets or a whistle or like a pair of glasses or, you know, those things that you get in Tesco like in five packs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what
a
I mean?
Whistle and a pair of glasses. You'd be met up.
It'd be very along the same lines as, I suppose, a Christmas cracker.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking now. Maybe I'm sounding a bit like, I don't know, cheap or something. Maybe there are people that put jigsaws or whatever. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, well, you know what?
A 1,000-piece jigsaw inside a Pass the Parcel.
Would you be disappointed with a jigsaw?
No, my mum loves jigsaws.
There you go, you could re-gift.
I could do anything up to 50 pieces.
50? Is that all?
Oh, done, Niall. Well done.
Anyway, we're digressing. So what we've decided to do is play our own game of Pass the Parcel here this morning. But obviously we're adults and we don't deserve presents and it's not a party and there has to be Jeopardy. So we are passing this morning. This is disgusting. This was Killian's idea, by the way. He's the producer of the show and he has decided that there's a game of Pass the Mayonnaise.
Right. That'll catch on.
And it's literally just passing back and forth to me and you.
Yeah, but here's
just
the catch.
Yeah. He doesn't have to play.
No, here's the catch. So you're going to pass the parcel, aka pass the mayonnaise.
Right.
So I need someone to come on with us because they're going to be the adjudicator. We're going to play this music we're playing and when they say stop, whoever it lands on that's holding the mayonnaise, the other person has to come over and squeeze it into their mouth.
Is their mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, where did you think it was going to go?
I thought it was a face, but okay. The mouth.
Oh, no,
it's too messy for studio.
No,
we've got brand new studios and I want to keep my job by the end of the week.
Okay.
So we're getting a squirt of mayonnaise every time the music stops.
And you're saying that one person will have the power and control over when it stops and who gets the mayo.
So all you've got to do is text mayo to 085 102 9103. Whoever is chosen to come on and play pass the parcel, aka the mayonnaise, will win themselves a Beat Breakfast travel mug and we will give you the remainder of the mayonnaise as well.
That's my kitchen.
No, they're getting the mayonnaise.
Okay, are you up for the challenge? 085 102 9103, and looks like we're playing Pass the Mayonnaise, a famous game after Sabrina Carpenter, please.
Catch on. So we're playing a game of Pass the Mayonnaise this morning, and we needed somebody to come on as, like, I don't know, what would you call this person?
Like the judge. Like an umpire.
Umpire. Yeah. Glenn, you're an umpire this morning. Welcome to Beat Breakfast.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
How are you, lads?
Well, we're good. Now, firstly, talk to me about your friend's birthday last year.
You know, typical fanfare. We all got together in their house for a little bit of a house party. And, of course, we had a little bit of a game of Pass the Parcel.
Yes!
As we do.
What was the prize in your parcel? Do you remember?
Can you say?
Oh, the parcel that I won, I think I got a Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
went
nice.
Went on the desk very nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also had a piñata?
Yeah, put together a vignetta for the birthday girl and got a bouncy castle for her. And
a dream.
You're perfect. Yeah. Glenn, yeah, nobody could have been better as chosen as an umpire this morning for this game of, have you heard of Pass the Mayonnaise?
I can't say I've come across it in the past,
okay.
No.
Okay.
I think we should just get
trendsetters, lads.
Thanks, yeah. thanks, William. It's not even the good mayonnaise, by the way. I just want to point that out. It's light mayonnaise, and it looks. Oh, anyway.
Hey, I'm trying to watch my figure, okay?
Anyway, you are the umpire this morning, Killian. What does he have to do?
So Niall's going to play some music, and whatever you see fit, we can do it five times, Zay.
Five squeezes.
So it might be you. Why don't we go three? So you just have to say stop three times when the music's on, and whoever is holding the mayonnaise. The other person has to squirt it into their mouth.
Oh, this is vile.
It's all in now. Don't blame me.
Okay, Glenn, are you ready?
I am sorry, lads.
It's not your fault, darling. No, I'm not blaming Glenn. Glenn, I just want to go to your next party, all right? Because you sound like you're brilliant. Right, let's just do it, okay?
Okay, here we go. Here's the music about to start. Okay. And go.
This is so weird.
And stop.
Okay, so do I squeeze or do I get... I have it, by the way, everybody.
You
I've
have
got
it.
The
that means show squeezes into your mouth.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay. I thought I was...
I get to squeeze it in first.
I'm too mad on the first one now.
I actually feel ill. There's not like... It's not... Mayonnaise is
you know
grand.
My gag reflex.
I know your gag reflex. Okay, here we go. Why are you sticking your tongue out? No, hang on. You didn't get any. Oh! Oh, God. You okay? Mm. He's really bad. Guys.
Okay, are we ready to go again?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, here we go. Disgusting. Round two.
Okay, here we go. Pass the mayonnaise. Are you still there, Glenn?
Yeah.
Don't forget to say stop whenever you want.
Stop.
Show got it this time. Thank God. My turn to squeeze.
Oh no, she's going to get sick, Glenn.
I actually feel ill. Glenn, it's not your fault. I don't blame you, okay? I love you, Glenn.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I might have gone a bit too far there, lads. You just never know with a squeeze.
Dripping out of her mouth.
I don't know whether it's on my mouth or. Oh, God, mayonnaise is not great in its own, Glenn. I won't lie to you.
No, it's really not. Okay, and the last one to see who the overall winner is.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
I'm sorry, Glenn.
Glenn, I love you. I don't think this has anything to do with you. I just never didn't want to hold mayonnaise less. Anytime now, Glenn.
Stop.
Yes! Ah! Yes! Yes! Show has it again. Sorry, Show. Glenn, do you have it in for Show or what's the story here?
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on over there.
There's mayonnaise being poured into my mouth, Glenn. That's what's happening.
One more time.
Glenn, this is it, right? This is the last go. And
Chug.
Okay, here we go. Don't you squeeze a lot the last time. Please be kind.
Okay, it's just you never know with the squeeze.
Be kind, all right? Okay.
Glenn, this is so weird.
This is the weirdest call I've ever had.
Oh, no.
Are you okay? Are you all right, Joe?
It's just that moment. I see, Glenn, I haven't put anything else in my stomach this morning because I get up so early.
Oh,
and the first
no.
thing that's in there is a fairly substantial squirts of mayonnaise. It's not pleasant. Glenn, thanks for being a
You're
great
legend.
Sport.
You're a legend. We got a Beat Breakfast travel mug on the way for you.
And you've also won this this light mayonnaise as well.
I wouldn't take it, Glenn. It's been in both of their mouths.
Have a good day,
darling. Bye. Bye-bye.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Doing on three. It's 19 after 7.
Do you know Mike Posner wrote that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
I like Mike Posner. Interesting. Right. It's time for the killer question. One quick question to get the brains going on a Monday morning. Play along. 30 seconds, come up with as many answers as we can, and we'll see if myself or Show. Now, none of your hijinks, none of your dodgy behaviour. Keep it to the rules this week.
What rules?
Well, follow.
There's no rules of this game.
Follow the question.
Open to interpretation.
Exactly. Yeah, and that is what this question is. Oh. Really open to interpretation. So, start the timer after I say the question.
Go on.
Name a place you would never want to hear someone say, oops. Name a place where you would never want to hear someone say, oops.
Okay.
So it could be when you're... You know, that wouldn't be good.
This is impossible.
It's not. Show, it's not at all. There's loads
oops.
Of places.
Oops. Stop.
Anna, oop. Time pens down.
I don't know how I really.
I don't blame the question.
No, it's just it was a thinking question. Well done.
I don't really know how I played there. I don't know if I computed what was required of me in that scenario.
Are we in for a bit of a ride here with your answers? How many have you got written down?
Have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's really good. I only got 4 written down.
So who wants to go first?
You go first, and then I'll see what I don't have.
Well, I was thinking, oops, you don't want to hear your dentist go, oops.
Oh, yep. See, yeah. I wasn't going
with
down
a drill
that road
or something
at all.
Like that.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting there as a dentist and just go, oops.
Use the drill, oops.
Yeah.
I've taken the wrong tooth out. Also, a surgery.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear your surgeon.
I didn't go down the medical route at all with this one.
I don't know where you went.
I can't wait to hear
you. Number 3 on my list is in the restaurant kitchen. You don't want to hear the chef making your food go, oops.
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 Didn't go down the culinary or the hospitality
And
room.
Finally, in the bedroom, you don't want to hear your partner, whatever you're up to, go, oops.
That's the only one that we're on the same page.
Okay, so hit
I'll
me.
Cross out bed. I didn't even have a contact. Like, I just said bed because you don't want to be like, oops, I fell out of the bed. Do you know what I mean? Okay, we'll start with this one. You know, when you're at a festival. Now, I don't really go to festivals. But I think when you're at a festival, if you were in the Portaloo, and someone was walking out and they went, oops, as in, like, best of luck to you when you're going in.
Okay.
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 That works, yeah. Okay.
It'd be the last thing somebody would say. They'd just say, don't go in there, it's manky.
No, they'd go, oops.
if somebody just walked up to me at a festival and went, oops, I would think that they've been on it for a long time today. Go on.
The next one is if you have children and they might get into the paddling pool and they might leave something in it and then the parent goes over.
How did you? I dentist surgery and you have floating poos.
Oops.
This says a lot about the two of us.
Yeah, you know, it was oops, not poops.
Floaters.
Oh, oops. Again, a variation on bed, but a different scenario, because this had actually happened to me and I'll never forget it. I really wanted to sleep on the top bunk of a bunk bed when I was younger in my friend's house, but I rolled over. I fell out. So, oops.
So it's not two beds?
A bed and then a bunk bed is separate.
I'm not taking that.
They're a completely different structure. Like one on top of the other.
It's no, the same
but it's
point.
Like if you can't go in and buy, like, they're two separate entities, right? Next up, I did paddling pool, did I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, floaters. Yeah, you did, yeah.
I think shower, I said, just because in the shower, if you,
what
this has happened to Killian, you slip. You know, you slip if you don't have an anti-slip mat and then you slip and you go, oops.
You could slip anywhere.
This is ridiculous. I'm aware of that. Okay, and finally, I think that's all of them. I'm finishing with the sea, right?
The sea.
And it's not...
there's no floaters
in the sea, lads. This is a very prominent and real issue for anybody that sea swims. Not so much at this time of the year because they don't like it, but I'm talking about jellyfish. Oops!
Okay.
I wouldn't say oops at a jellyfish.
Yeah, no, I just swim away.
Ah!
I use oops a lot,
yeah,
and I would definitely say it if I saw a jellyfish, and I don't think you can contest any of those.
I don't think I've ever heard you say the word oops.
Yeah, your entire life.
I say oops all the time.
No, you don't.
Like, I'd be regularly going around going, oh, to quote Britney, oops, I did it again.
When we played Last Answers only for the first time, when you got it wrong, did you go, ah, oops, or did you go, ah, shite?
No, I cursed. Yeah, worse than that. Did I win?
It's debatable. I'm going to give it a tie because some of your answers.
Go way out.
Bunk bed and bed are the same thing, and the sea and the pool.
Get off the fence and pick a winner.
George was on when obviously when he missed a nuclear power plant. You don't want to hear oops.
No.
That's a very good answer, George. Yep. Much better than shows.
A job interview, you could add another one, or on an airplane. Oops, the pilot. Oops.
Okay, well, I still think I'm the winner here
bunk
this morning.
Bunk beds, way
wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
That's Kygo and Zara Larsson and Tyga. And Like It Is from Beat 102 and on 3:10 past 7.
Say that
morning.
Again.
Tyga. Oh, no,
you can't do that. You can't do that.
I know. This just sounds weird. Especially like we're in studio and we have headphones on. So it's like having Niall in my ear going.
Okay.
To me.
Yeah, both of
you. What?
To me. To you. 10 past 7. 11 past 7. Just that second. What are we doing? We're doing blind rankings, yeah?
Yes,
is that right?
We are.
That
yeah.
Right? It's Wednesday. Right.
Lovely to know. You know what's going on in the show.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. You just said, just tell me what I do next, and I'm happy.
Right. I have no pen and paper, so you can go first.
Not prepared as usual. No, I'll go first. Okay, yeah. I'm going to sort you. Will we hit the wheel?
No. Because it's Valentine's this week.
Oh,
I've just gone for
no
a specific kind of love theme. Stop it now. You've been warned. So Niall, you have got love songs of the 2000s.
Love songs of the 2000s. I've got to put them in order, 1 to 5, but I don't know what's coming next.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, here's number one. If I could
fall into the sky. Vanessa
Carlton.
I was going to say Emma Rossi there, but that's the other one.
Yeah. That's absolutely everybody you're thinking of.
Of course, made famous
and who's the
by White Chicks.
The 1,000 Years.
Christina Perry.
Yeah, I always get them all confused. Banger reminds me of White Chicks. It's both a great love song and it's also an uplifting, happy song. I'm really considering a number one on
it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's not lovey-dovey enough for number
one. Go 3.
I'm not going 3. I'm not a cop-out. Oh. I'm going number 2, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
What's White Chicks again? I've never seen White Chicks.
White Chicks is the Wayans brothers and they're essentially like these two Kardashian girls and they're rich in the Hamptons and they are under threat of getting kidnapped. So I don't know if you could do it nowadays, but basically, you know the way that people get out about blackface? Well, the black guys did whiteface in this and
became two women.
They became the two girls, but it's just wildly funny.
And then Terry Crews in it, and there's a little dog as well at some point.
Yeah, stuff goes on. Anyway, number 2, Vanessa Carlton. Right, here's on to song number 2. I don't want another pretty face. I
don't want just anyone. Jesse McCarthy. Beautiful soul.
Jesse from Bagginstown.
Jesse
McCartney.
I have never heard that song in my life before. Number 5, whoever. Is must be some teenage Disney thing, was it, or something? That you kids were.
He was one of the Chipmunks, and all the Chipmunks, I'll have you know.
That's how I know him.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. I've been to her house a couple of times, and Alvin is always on.
Do you know what? It hasn't aged at all, and they've even raised
their voices go through me.
I know, Noel, but the actual storylines in the cartoon is quite deep.
Your guy, My Name is Earl Guy, is the main guy.
Yeah, it's really good. I would recommend a few episodes at the weekend if you're having some couch time on Saturday and you're tired after Daily Dilemma Uncensored. You put on Alvin and the Chipmunks and I defy you not to laugh.
I was a sucker when I was younger for going on YouTube and it'd be like brand new Alvin the Chipmunk song released, like it'd be the latest song, but it'd be the Alvin the Chipmunk one. But sure, only now did I discover they just like up the pitch of it.
Put the devil up.
Can I also tell you that when I'm choosing my cheese songs for a Friday morning, Alvin and the Chipmunks have a whole cheese collection on Spotify. Sometimes I just play Alvin and the Chipmunks to decide what I'm going to choose.
This is what I'm dealing with, everybody. This is what I'm dealing with. On to song number 3. The smile on your face lets me know
that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes. He's very country here, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like his voice, Ronan Keaton, when you say...
Oh, that's part of the whole Boys Own documentary and arguments over what he should be doing and shouldn't be doing.
This is from Notting Hill.
Yeah.
And
strictly 1999, but I won't beat you over the head with this.
Maybe I think it became number 1 in 2000s.
Oh, I remember, I was there. It's a good one, isn't it? It's a good one.
It's a beautiful song. It's not his song, though. No, is it like it was, Mary Black?
No, I think it was an American country star. I think you were right on that. It was
not
an American.
Mary Black.
I don't know.
No.
I feel like Mary.
Francis did a version
Francis.
Of it. Senator Francis Black.
Anybody know that?
Are these Bright Blue Rose girls? Yeah. One Bright Blue Rose.
Oh. Where would I put it? Will there be something better?
It's
yeah,
beautiful,
let's put it,
though.
I'd put it at 3. Ronan Keaton. Roland Keating. Right, I've got number 1 and number 4 left, and this is song number 4 on my blind rankings.
No air.
I love this.
Jordan.
Chris Brown, another troublesome. Everywhere.
No
air.
I love that.
What a tune.
Hang on, was that like 2003?
No,
it was much later.
8 or 8.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah. Would have been when I was in
running
school.
Through all the years.
You would have got there eventually.
Cracking tune.
It is a really good tune.
It's so good.
It's not number 1 though.
Nah.
Can't be no number 1.
Oh,
so
Niall.
Jordan Sparks.
Niall, on Valentine's week, causing a bit of jeopardy in the building. Like, I like what you've done here.
Okay, let me recap so far. Jesse McCartney 5, Jordan Sparks, Chris Brown 4, Ronan Keaton 3, Vanessa Carlton 2. Which means my 5th song has to be my number 1 love song of the noughties. And this is it. You're beautiful. Oh, yeah. Can't argue with that. I wouldn't argue with that. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true. From Back to Bedlam, the album.
At the time, he got a bit of a hard time being too cheesy, but I think you listen back now, it's still a sweet song. place. Joe's not quite agreeing with me now.
Do you not like this song? It's grand in doses, if that makes sense, like in spells. Like, if I haven't heard it in a year, it's grand. But, like, I'd say back in the day now, as you say, if that
was that whole album, Back to Bedlam, like, so many bangers on it.
Wise
you know?
Man, Wise so man. Good.
It just reminds me of Bryn.
It does.
It's Gavin
does.
And Stacey all over it.
There you go, that's my number one love song of the noughties. We'll find out Show's list next. Right, round two this morning of Blind Rankings. I don't know if you strongly agreed or disagreed with my list, but by God, she's always controversial. She's always controversial. Wait for it now, aren't you?
I don't think I'm controversial.
There's three things you can guarantee in life. That's yeah. death, taxes
and
show.
And starting with number three.
Yeah.
She's three guarantees. Shock us all now. Right. What's her theme?
It is 90s love songs.
90s. Oh,
God. Talk about making me day. Like, thanks.
All
thanks.
Right, Wexford Hun. Talk about making me day.
Here's your first song. And I don't want the world
to see me. Aerosmith. Oh no,
I was
thinking Iris Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo
Dolls. I have a feeling there's a number five coming straight off the bat.
I don't think it's a number five, and I think it's absolutely beautiful, but
not for you.
I don't know if it does it for me, and yet it's an amazing love song. Do you know what I mean? Of its genre.
A great first dance song.
I'm putting it at number three.
Of course you
Who's
are.
Who's that person that complains? One person complains yeah, every single week.
If you're listening, come on, abuse. Abuse is welcome right now. Right, on to song number two.
I only found out what this song was about.
Yeah, like, special love song this is.
Here we go again. We just got a text from our friend.
I love this, but it
Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Stop trolling me, Josh. I love it, but I actually don't really take it seriously as a love song, if that makes sense. I don't know what it is.
I think almost I associate it too closely with Christmas now. It's a Christmas song.
Oh, totally. The video is like snow and they've got like knee boots and fur coats and like it's very Christmassy. It's also like it's quite rude, isn't it?
It's not rude. It's just a talking about same thing. You know,
yeah, I know, but like love songs should be about love. Yeah, I don't know.
You had Let's Get It On as your first dance, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The more we say that, there. Like the more that we discuss that, the more bizarre it is. Okay, it's going at number five, sorry.
Five? Yeah. Whoa. Spice Girls, wow.
I know.
You sang it loudly that day in Croke Park, I tell you.
I sure did.
Here's song number three.
King of Pop, 1995. You're Not Alone. And of course, he had like Lisa Marie Presley in that music video.
Oh, they just
like
got
naked.
Married and she was he was slobbering all over. Nobody bought it.
I thought they were quite cute.
I don't know, lads. I don't know.
Come on,
I'm sorry.
King of Pop.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. He is, yeah. I just, again, I'm not really feeling it as a love song. It's not something that I'd be like in the kitchen going, oh, Tom, stick on You're Not Alone and then let's slow dance her in the kitchen because we do that like.
Perfect song.
Weird.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to go for.
Four.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you've got two songs left and you've got number one and number two.
Yes.
Jeopardy.
Oh, that is Jeopardy.
Ultimate Jeopardy.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Here we go. Song number four, Blind Rankings, Love Songs of the 90s. Her heart is just crumbling into a thousand pieces.
Shania.
That does something to me.
Oh. You can see it on the floor there already.
It was my dream last year. We tried to make it happen that I got to go see her and it just didn't work out for whatever reason, but it is still my dream. That song I would bawl my eyes out to like regularly.
Why?
It's so
why'd you cry? Like it's just a nice song about love.
Yeah, but it's you're still the one. Like after all this time, and like the meaning behind it. Like if you love somebody and you still feel the same way, or like you've been through so much. Yeah, I'm giving that a number one anyway.
Fair play. We've got one song left. It has to be your number two. Here it is. Hold on a sec. That one is a lot ruder than the Spice Girls.
It was classy.
You sing that to Tom in the kitchen.
That's classy.
Boys to Men, I believe, is it? Or Backstreet Boys?
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. I Make Love to You.
That is one of the most beautiful songs ever, and I'm absolutely raging this morning. I would have gone number one with
would
that.
Would you over Shania?
Boys to Men. Yeah.
Because I actually prefer End of the Road from Boys to Men.
No.
That gets me.
I'll make love to you.
Oh, God.
Do you want my list?
Go on then.
5. 2 Become One, Spice Girls. Number 4, You're Not Alone, King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Number 3, Iris and Goo Goo Dolls.
That's it.
Number 2, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. And in at number 1, I'm not sad. It's just, it's Shania and You're Still the One. And if you loved me at all, if there was any part of you that loved me, you would play Shania. But you're going to play Cameron Watts and blew my life up. Complete opposite.
Correct.
Get up. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Recap, what's going on?
So, this Friday night, we will take to Wexford Arts Centre for Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the live podcast. We're very excited. It is a sold-out event. We're very proud to say that. And we got a message first thing this morning, and it went like this. It said, Morning Beat, I'm Chris from Wexford. I'm a big fan, and I got tickets for Uncensored on Friday night, but then I couldn't find a date. You hardly know anyone looking for a blind date, do you? Or if not, anyone that needs a ticket, because I'd hate to waste it. And so, I hopped on that.
Yeah.
And I said, Chris, you will go to the Daily Dilemma on Centred
Ball.
And you will meet your match. And it didn't take long, Chris. It didn't take long. We chatted to Chris earlier this morning. So let's chat to him again. Chris, how are you feeling, hon?
good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
You out in the lorry working hard?
Yep.
What lorry is it?
A
Hino. Oh, no, it should be a Scania, but anyway.
That means nothing to us, Chris. We love you for who you are.
My blood.
My dad is a Scania, that's all I know.
So, Chris, earlier on, I'm just going to very quickly recap. You said that you were 37, you're from Wexford, you've been travelling a good bit over the last number of years, and you found that the app's hard. You've been on Tinder, you've been on Bumble, they ain't working for you, and so you've come to us, Beat Breakfast, to hopefully secure your date for Friday night. You have no idea of who you're about to meet, do you?
No, don't.
Okay, well, let's cross over to line 2 and let's say good morning to Lauren.
Morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How is everyone?
Good. Do you want us to just step back for a second and you just say hello to each other?
Good morning,
doing,
Chris.
Man? Pleasure to meet you. Kind of.
Virtually, yeah. Chris had said, Lauren, that he was looking for somebody and he just found it really hard. And when I chatted to you before we came on, you said you found the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like Chris, I'm on the apps and, you know, I just find it really hard to meet someone, or like that you get talking to someone but it never goes much further. So I think this is just time to do something different.
Absolutely.
Lauren, you said that you're a fan of the outdoors but you're a little bit afraid. Chris mentioned kayaking.
I don't know how good I would be at kayaking, but I'd be certainly up for giving it a go.
Oh, that's all you want.
Can't ask more than that.
Absolutely. Oh. And we were just saying, like, we reckon actually Dilemma Uncensored Live is kind of great first date material because there's not a lot of pressure. There's a whole show. There's a bit of crack. We had a lot of first dates at the last one we did in Waterford.
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to you guys just coming along and having a bit of fun. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Absolutely, cool. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, you were both so sweet, and I said to Chris earlier, and I'm going to say the same thing to you, Lauren. I just think I love your bravery and just your tenacity and just going for it, because like that's what life is all about. So I am so excited for Friday night anyway, but like so excited for you two to meet each other. Do you want to just say something else? Just pretend we're not here, Chris. Is there anything that you want to say to Lauren?
Do you want to ask anything or say anything?
Thanks for giving me the chance. I hope I don't let you down.
Lauren, he's too sweet, isn't he?
He's so sweet. So I'm really looking forward to meeting him and just having a bit of fun and just enjoying the relaxed atmosphere.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you're going to have fun with us. And I can tell you, you're not going to know anything about each other before Friday night other than when you meet. But I will tell you this, ye live very close by each other. Whoa. And I've done my digging. So that's geography is in your favour, lads. Okay.
Okay,
cool.
We are watching this space, okay, and we'll see you on Friday night and we'll keep you listening informed as well. Here's to love and Look, just a little bit of a kissy kissy feel.
Lies, we let you go because she's losing the run of herself altogether now.
Have
a great day. She's buying a hat for the wedding and all.
Have a great day.
Bye, guys. There you go. Oh my God, love is all around us.
Love is all around. You could have chosen the perfect song for this, couldn't you, Killian?
And Trisha was on. She says, "Go on, Niall. In one clean swoop, you could make the women of the southeast happy of a hump day." She also says, "Oh my heart, this is bloody amazing. I hope they have the best time."
Sometimes, like, you just come through, don't you? I love you. Oh my God.
She's gonna cry now.
This is so much.
Get up. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with them every morning.
Beth Kem. That is Sabrina Carpenter from Beat 102, 103. It's Beat Breakfast on this, Wednesday morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Good morning. Wake up.
Okay, what's happening? What's going on? Rachel, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Rachel. So Rachel was our inspiration yesterday. Killian and I were sat on the couch upstairs where we do a lot of our thinking about the show. And Rachel walked by and Killian just went, "Have you got anything for us?"
all we have so far is pasta mayo. Anything?
So Rachel said, "No, I don't think so. Nothing's really happened to me." And then she turned around and she said, "But I paid €17 for a sandwich the other day."
€17.
So take us back. It was the weekend. Yeah, sorry.
Would you want to go to Judge Shoddy?
You might be familiar with Judge Judy, but I am Judge Shoudi.
Okay, Judge Shoudi.
So, welcome to my courtroom.
Thanks for having me. I'm scared.
Yeah, you are the first person to come into Judge Shoudi's courtroom, and I would like you to tell us what happened to you over the weekend.
So, was out for brunch. Was a little bit fragile from Saturday night.
Okay,
fair.
So Sunday.
Were you in the southeast?
I was not.
Okay.
I was in a very, very, probably the most expensive part of the country, which does not help my case.
The capital?
D4.
I was in Blackrock, County Dublin.
She's in Blackrock, oh my God.
I'm sorry, but I have
to. Okay.
It was the closest place I could find, out for brunch, and I ordered a sandwich.
Describe the sandwich.
Okay. Sorry, hang on a second.
Sorry.
I am Judge
Shoudi. I'm the defence solicitor here, or the prosecution.
Okay, go on.
So it was advertised as a chicken Caesar sandwich. Extra bacon. Of course I went for the extra bacon.
Oh, she's getting the extras.
And
in Blackrock,
she's
getting the extras.
Ask her what the bread was, please.
What was the bread?
The bread was like a cheap white roll sub. Not even sourdough. No. Not even toasted. There was just... It was a bit doughy, to be honest. It wasn't worth the money.
Okay. So you had your chicken Caesar sandwich. Firstly, out of 10, how would you rate the sandwich?
I'm going to give it maybe like a 7. Because I would like to add that the side salad, in inverted commas, was 3 pieces of rocket. I don't like rocket.
No, I don't like rocket either. Rabbit food,
exactly. Yeah. I was expecting maybe some crisps, maybe a few chips.
Cheap chips.
Yeah. No.
Not okay.
€17. Mm-hmm. Okay.
€17.
I mean, I think, in my professional opinion, Rachel, you didn't do your research. You went and you sought the first place that you could find and you thought, this'll do. So I suppose all I can say is on your head be it, because you were robbed, Rachel. There's no doubt about it. You were robbed.
You live and learn.
Will you ever do that again, Rachel?
No, I'm never leaving the southeast again. I'm not paying €17 for a sandwich in Blackrock.
No.
Rachel, my advice to you, right, going forward is, and I think this is a message for us all, okay? You have to accept that when you step out into the big smoke, that you're going to be hit with extortionate prices, okay?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a slice pan of Brennan's.
Nope.
Some chicken breast from the fridge and a few lettuce leaves, okay, Rachel?
Okay.
And I'll leave you with this, okay? you've learned a very important lesson, and you will never make the same mistake again. I'm terrible as Judge Shoudi. And that was my hammer. All right, Rachel.
More legal work there, I think.
Gavel.
It's a gavel.
That was my gavel, Rachel. And there it goes again. This is shocking radio.
Okay.
Rachel, look, you were robbed. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks, shocking. I dare say this. Does anybody else need to come before Judge Shoudi today, right? If you've got a similar instance to Rachel where you were just left shocked and appalled at what you were charged for something, the price of something, Judge Shoudi is ready to hear your case right now. Is that correct?
right now, and I will give you a prize for it because you'd need something to put up with that. I tell you one thing though, there is nothing worse than being feel like you're being robbed for food. I'm not showy now. I'm showing it. I honestly, like, I hate that feeling of like spending so much money, and then like Killian yesterday in Tesco wanted me to buy him a wrestling belt. Right? He said, "Will you buy that for me?"
Yeah, it was 37 quid, and it would have looked really, really good on me. It wouldn't have went around my waist because it was for a child, but it would have went on my shoulder. But I'm sure there's people who have spent extortionate amount of money on something, and it happened. Like, I spent 200 quid on a vinyl.
Well, that's crazy, but like,
no, it's not crazy. And I'll defend my case in this courtroom.
The gimbal,
so.
You were robbed. Gavel. 200.
Gavel.
What did I say?
Gimbal.
That's the yoke to use, like, as a tripod.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's messaged in so far. So if you've paid for anything over the odds lately, even if it's just a packet of mini eggs, because those babies
and
are
Freddo's.
Expensive.
Freddo's.
Yeah, Freddo's.
A euro
how much
now
is a Freddo?
For nearly a euro.
What?
95 cents
what?
Or some for the other
a Freddo.
Day. It used to be 10 pence.
And you know the way I love the mini egg bars? Mm. Okay. Cadbury's have introduced the small bar, you know, just like a small 8 square. It's €2 what? For one of them.
Oh, my God.
So just. Ring the guards. Yeah, just text Judge to 085-102-9103. Show Udi if you can spell it.
No, I don't think you can spell it. Have you been fleeced lately and are still a bit angry about it? Well, you can come before Judge Show Udi and state your case, and she will. I don't know what she'll do, to be honest. I'm not sure, but she'll do something. Okay, I firstly, we were stunned by this because you have all the water when you go through security and you have to make your donation, which I think used to be €1, now I think it's €2. You always make a full donation, do you, show? When you take a bottle of water from there, you'd always give it to the full €2?
Did it barely tell me you just robbed them?
No, I didn't. Can I... I'm... I am Judge Shawoodie, and I'm honest if I'm nothing. I was getting water when Eve and I were going to Ibiza last year, and I only had 180, all right?
Oh,
no.
So you just went without the water then because you couldn't afford it?
20 cents?
No, rules but can I rules. Say, in that person's defence, I know what you mean, because if you go further down towards the gates, there's none of those.
So you have to go into a shop.
W.H. Smith.
W.H. Smith.
Yeah, W.H. Smith is Fleet. Terrible.
You will get well. Yeah, a lot up there. A few other quick bits before we go to the phones. Elle was on. Lads, there's a deli near me and they charge an extra 30 cents for red sauce. Absolutely shocked.
That's the worst thing about delis nowadays. Well, it's charging you for the little sachets. Come
well, on. I was going to say, it depends. If they squirt it in from a thing, you shouldn't pay for it, but if they're selling the sachets, they do cost, so I don't know, should they charge for them?
Someone told me a trick.
Right.
If you order your food, right, I'm not saying this is like a particular establishment, but if you order your food and you know that the sachets come separately, you order your food and then you go up and go, oh, sorry, can I get some ketchup?
Okay.
And then
you then
like
get it.
Back pocket.
Okay. 8 of them to bring home.
Juan, I'm walking around with sweet and sour sauce in my back pocket.
Juan was on to us, guys. I paid $5.40 for 3 chicken goujons this week.
We worked that out. 180. That's 180 per goujon.
I worked it out in my head, so I'll have you know.
We worked that out together. I think that is extortionate. Okay. That you were robbed. Like, they will claim that the prices are up on the board. You know?
Yeah. It's time for our next case. Judge Shawoodie, are you ready?
Step into the courtroom, Brian.
Hi, Brian, how are you?
Okay.
He can still see he's sore over this. I can hear it in his voice.
Brian, take me back to what happened to you in the last week.
We were travelling up to Belfast for the weekend, and we said we stopped. We've seen a sign for services for the last service for something like 60 kilometres.
I know it.
We said we'd stop and we'd get something.
Yeah.
And so we went in, and the two of them wouldn't like Subway, so I went to a Subway and I got my sub. Mm. And the two of them likes their chicken fillet rolls, but they're plain Jane's, just chicken fillet roll, butter, that's it.
Nothing fancy on us.
Nothing fancy, just a roll and chicken fillets. And it was $7.50 each.
Oh.
Just for chicken and a roll?
Chicken and a roll, $7.50 each.
It wasn't long ago you get a full plate of carvery for $7.50, Brian.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So it wasn't your roll?
No, it was the missus and the daughters.
Missus and daughters.
Did they enjoy it, Brian?
Nope. Just half of it was thrown out, so we were rotten.
So there was nothing good about that experience?
Nothing good whatsoever.
Okay.
There's nothing really I can say here as Judge Shawoodie other than... play that gimbal.
Gavel.
Play the gavel. Yeah. You and your family were officially fleeced.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
He knows it. There was no need for you to come into my courtroom, but I'm glad that you did. It's I suppose it's a warning to others. $7.50.
You'll pack your lunch in future going to Belfast, Brian.
Oh, that's exactly what she said.
Yeah. And she'd be right, Brian. What's her name?
Yeah, Linda.
Linda knows. Linda knows. Tell her she was fleeced, but she knows that already too. Them's the breaks. Yeah,
and sure, there's a certain shop in the Kinnaird area selling them small bars with the mini eggs.
How much?
For €2 for €3.
€2 for €3.
Can you send me a private message, Brian? We'll get the information live on the radio.
Brian, you're a legend. Thanks for chatting to us.
Bye.
Brian. Have a good day. I
woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Hope you are well this morning. That's my line.
Okay, everything is your line. You don't own all the words in the English dictionary, hon.
I say hope you're well all the time. It's not
a lot of people say hope you're well. You can't copyright it.
It's not something that you naturally say.
Okay, fair enough.
I love the phrase, oh, I'm starving. Do I have to credit you every time I say that as well?
That's one of mine.
No, she's been doing that one since 2021 every morning. Right, it is a round of Beat the Intro. We love to play it. We love you to play along. We're going to play, so...
I don't know.
I went first the last time.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, the show will go
so
first.
On Galentine's Day, let's have the ladies first. I have two topics
in my hands. They can't see what they are. You've got to grab one of them. One will suit one of you more than the other, unfortunately.
Are they Galentine's related?
No, God, no. And then enter my head.
You could have done one like sister, you know.
Well, you could make one of them. What have you got?
Yes! I got Girl Band Love.
Okay, good. That's the one
there
I thought
we go. Galentine's. Galentine's Love.
I was thinking more of Valentine's. So Girl Band Love, love songs by girl bands.
Yeah.
Okay, you with me? Yeah. And actually, there's not that many recent ones because girls don't sing about love anymore. They sing about, I don't need a man and all this kind of stuff. Right? Yeah. You know, everything's angry.
There's a lot of, like, it must be after the new moon. There's a lot of tension and, like, I don't know. Mm. You know.
Okay, so it's 2 points per song.
Just feeling it.
A point for the artist and a point for the song title. And please play along and see, can you beat show? Here is your first song. Oh.
Close your eyes, give me a hand. Andy. Eternal Flame.
Bye.
Not the Bangles.
Nope.
Atomic Kitten.
Correct. Oh, am I only
dreaming? I used to have such a crush on Atomic Kitten when I was younger.
Which one? All of them? Any of them?
No, the kind of tall, lanky one with blonde hair.
Liz.
Yeah. Okay, 2 points on the board. Let's go to song number 2 on Girl Band Love.
Oh, lovely song.
You know this?
Yeah.
You know this song?
I don't know if you do. I'd be surprised if you do.
How do you know this song?
It's a little bit older.
Yeah, I do a throwback show.
That's true. Is it still going? You're letting it go?
Yeah, well, there's actually... Oh, and then there's actually it continues.
It's the Spice Girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the song called?
Cast my mind back to the pitch on Croke Park 2019
was it? May 2019 went to
one of the best bus journeys, if not the best bus journey I've ever had in my entire
life.
No, honestly, I mean the bus was better than the Spice Girls.
Yeah, I would say that bus driver retired afterwards.
We went to McDonald's 3 times in 8 hours. Viva Forever.
Ooh.
Like the sun.
Okay, on to song number 3. You're on a roll so far. Let's see if you can get this one. It was, let me give you a help, it was a top 10 hit in 2004.
Oh, tune.
I know it and I don't know it.
I think you could work out the band, artist. One more time.
No.
I don't know this.
That's going to drive me mad because I know the song.
But I'd have a guess at the artist. Well, I think.
Okay,
it's
anything
not Mariah,
coming?
It's not, no. There's no.
Is it TLC?
No.
No.
Oh.
It's not. It's Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. And I went to see them. One of their bigger hits.
No. Well, top 10 hits would be, but not massive. You don't have to
be the best song is that Rudolph one. So good.
I hate that song.
I hate it.
It's brilliant.
I,
it's
just, I loved Destiny's Child, and that was just like taking the, you know, like
I just remember
milking
from
out of Christmas.
Like, come on, you're better than that.
We got Sky, but we only got Sky because we had the free channels on it. So Tiny Pop was a channel, a kids channel, but used to do music, like with music videos, and that every Christmas that Bambi video was always on, or that Rudolph one, whatever it was called.
I thought Tiny Pop was gone until I turned the TV on in Lanzarote at Christmas, and there's very few channels like when you go away. Tiny Pop, still going strong.
Having Tiny Pop. Yeah, right, on to song number four, Girl Band Love. Will you get this one? It's short.
Ah. Oh. You're only saying to me you love this song.
I love this song. I always wanted to dress up in those red. There were red sequin
Cheryl
dresses.
Cole was,
you're
going to
make me love you. I get nothing at all. That
and they're in the drive-in cinema. Mm.
It's Girls Aloud and it's The Promise.
They were so hot in those dresses. Again, one that featured on Tiny Pop many a time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, on to your final song on Girl Band Love, beat the intro.
Hang on, let one finish before you start another. My brain needs a rest.
It's like a palate cleanser.
I need the amuse-bouche. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, what am I meant to do here?
Just a little rest. Sometimes you go flying in. you're ending one song and then you're straight in and there's no like pause for consideration.
And your little brain just can't handle that.
You know my little brain. Size of a pea.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Song number five.
Oh. What a tune.
I played this on Weekend Big Breakfast.
I know, and that's why I was wondering what you remember.
And I said on the show, this song, it's quite old.
Yeah,
and it's
99.
Still so relevant. Like, you can buy your hair if it won't grow. You can fix your nose if you say so. You can buy all the makeup that Mac can make. But if you can't, look inside you. Find out who you are too. Sorry, they're the lyrics and the song is TLC Unpretty.
I love that. The other one I loved a little bit later was Sugar Babes Ugly. Same message.
But it's still so relevant today, like, do you know what I mean?
On Valentine's, like, you know, you don't have to wear that makeup, girl. Yeah. You don't have to buy those shoes, girl. No, you don't have to do those mascara, girls.
It's about, like, what you feel inside, do you know what I mean? Like,
but you got 8 points.
I'm getting better, lads. I'm getting better.
Yeah, well, it's the same as Tuesday, so not technically better, the same. But well done.
Well, she was fives and sixes in the early days.
Yeah,
so
I think there's
maybe I'm making them too easy.
No, I think there's something stirring in there and it's starting to come up to the top. You know
hang
what
on,
mean?
Sorry, wait one sec. I'm going to play a song now, but I just need show to have a pause for a moment because she can't handle two songs close together.
I bet you I'm not the only one. You know the way you'd be listening to something and then it goes straight in and you're like, oh, my little head. My little pea-sized brain.
Killian plays next. Probably guess where we're going, Killian. There's your topic this morning.
Boy band love songs.
Boy band love. I think I've seen that movie. Right, here is song number one this morning. And it's a number one from 2006.
Oh, patience, take that.
Well done.
Have a little. What are their underrated tunes?
It is a great song.
I think Patience and Shine are
their comeback songs.
Even though they're kind of a bit later, like in their career, I think they're their best songs.
Well, they kind of like went away for a good while and then came back with
the
that
big
album.
Documentary,
like, yeah.
They met up for the first time and then they came back with Patience and then Robbie came back and then they toured.
Did they do a song for a film, Rule the World?
Yep.
Yeah, that was Tiny Pop.
Okay, on to song number two, Boy Band Love. Tune.
Great day.
I don't know this, but it's definitely a Westlife or a Boyzone the way.
You think, do you?
Maybe it's not. Is it Westlife?
It is not Westlife.
Is it Boyzone?
It is not Boyzone.
I know what it is.
Is it Backstreet Boys?
It is Backstreet Boys.
Right, it's Backstreet
Boys.
That's
your third. You've got it wrong twice. So do
you
I give him the point?
That.
I can't
like,
I give him the
said,
point.
He said, is it?
Yeah.
So. You gave me no clue. You were giving her clues left, right, and centre.
No, I didn't need to. I gave you a clue on the first one.
But this one is number one from 2004.
That's not a clue, though. I wouldn't have a clue what.
I don't know. I don't know any Backstreet Boys. I had a life when I was younger.
Quit playing games with your heart. Quit playing games with
my heart. I'd like to point out I was born in 1997. So I find
you host a throwback show with many 90s songs.
And that never
in there.
Comes up. The same old Backstreet Boys song comes up.
I love that song.
Song number three, Boy Band Love. Okay, here's your clue. Top three, 2011.
I don't know this.
You shouldn't be. I thought you were a fan of these guys.
I'm a fan of boy band. Him. Oh, he is.
Yeah. I was a fan of these guys.
As far as boy bands go, yeah. Oh. Want one more time?
Yeah.
I don't know this.
Boy bands in 2011. There's only like One Direction around that time. disappointed.
I don't know that. But that's too early for One Direction.
And that's not a single if it's One Direction.
This song was top three in 2011.
Oh, God.
Well, it's One Direction then.
Okay. Can you think of any songs?
Give me it one more time.
Sounds like a movie score to start with.
You and I? No, perfect.
No. Okay, it's this.
It's gotta be you.
Okay. Well, you see, I always think, like, I think of myself, like, pre-working in radio. I don't think I was as...
And you didn't have a child.
Didn't have a child.
Yeah,
a
good child times. Right, no. We're on to song number four. And number one from 2000s. Those are all the words, so there's a little
sing. Gonna take a lot for me not to sing.
An MC.
Is it Westlife?
It is. Which one, though? Can you remember?
It's not Flying Without Wings.
No.
It's actually one of the best Westlife songs.
It's an awful song.
I tell you, Cathy and I, when we hear that one, because we don't dance to it as much as the others, that one really... Oh, jeez, that's good. Like, can I say what it is?
Give me a chance now.
Sorry.
Have a guess. I have no clue. It's not World of Our Own. It's not one you're looking like that. Yeah. It's not Uptown Girl. They're the only Westlife songs.
They had like 15 UK
Flying Without Wings, because I know that's the only love song, but it's not that.
It's My Love. So I said a little prayer. And hope my
dreams will take me there. You should really take over there, because boy bands are not your game. That's okay. Boy bands not your game.
It's Grant's fine.
Okay.
Oh, come on, hang on a second.
It's fine.
No, please.
Sorry, can I get my fifth choice, please? Just for a bit dignity for myself.
Oh, you can do with some points. Right, here's number five.
He's not done.
No, he's one more.
Oh, that's Blue, One Love.
One Love, well done. One love.
So did I get 5 points?
You got 4 points this morning.
Did I not get an artist one for One Direction, no?
Did you?
Yeah, I said One Direction. I just didn't get the name of the song.
You're right.
Being shafted over here.
You're correct. 5-5, 8-5.
Look, if I take anything from this day, it's that my masculinity is a bit intact, that I didn't know a lot of them. So
yeah, but come on.
It's sad that I knew more of the girl band ones as well. Yeah. But look, it's fine. Absolutely shafted.
Obviously what you were doing there is you were flicking off Tiny Pop when the boy bands came on. That's what happened.
Well, I wasn't alive when half of those boy bands came out.
Why, when I win, do you never let... Like,
it's fine. Well done. No, well done. No. Well done. Enjoy Natasha.
It's Natalie.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.